All the rain and snow lately make it seem like Utah's water situation's just fine. But KUER's Judy Face found that's only part of the story.
The skies have been generous to Utah in the past few weeks, sprinkling the entire state with more snow and rain than normal.
Our snow situation for today.
That's Greg Smith, senior hydrologist for the Colorado River Basin Forecast Center.
It doesn't look too bad.
But just 3 months into what's known as the water year, water watchers remain cautious. Smith says that's largely because the mountain snow is piling up on extra dry soil.
People may say, well, why are the forecasts only around 70% of average for the runoff? And that's the soil moisture that's kind of pulling it down.
Smith says it's still pretty early in the year to predict exactly what Utah's water situation will be next summer. The El Nino weather pattern drenching California is also affecting southern Utah and could benefit mountains in the northern parts of the state through the winter and into spring.
You know, we've been in a pattern that's been active. It's been a little more active over the southern part of the areas, but we have had some decent events up north. We could go either way.
Smith says it's too soon to say the drought is over in Utah, and it probably will be April or May before the water picture for 2016 comes into focus. Judy Fays, KUER News.